We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Lender.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show. I'm the beginning of Bill Michaels Radio Joe across the way. Evan Heffelfinger is here. Everybody's here today. Glad you're here as well. Hey, a reminder, the Cousin Subs, they got better. They have select locations throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, and in Indiana. They offer delivery now. And when you're ordering for a large group outing or just yourself, hey, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. Place your order, and you are in. Whether it's something hot off the grill or another kind of sub, don't forget about some of the terrific things they have, such as French fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, the mac and cheese. They got it all right there at Cousin Subs. That's where they believe in better. And we appreciate them being a part of the program. So there you have it. Matt LaFleur, head coach of your Green Bay Packers, had a chance to meet with the media. Let's take a listen to see what he had to say, shall we? There you go, Matt LaFleur, and meeting with the media. And a lot there to kind of nosh on and talk about a little bit. When we come back, just an FYI, Devontae Adams, he fully endorses Odell Beckham on Instagram. And we'll get into that discussion as well. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dave Richard, our fantasy football expert. You're in your postseason right now for fantasy football. And if you've got a question, start getting them in right now. Get them in right now. Hit us up at Bill_Michaels on Twitter, at Bill_Michaels on Twitter. You can email me. You can hit us up on the Facebook fan page, whatever it is. Or you can start calling here in about 10 minutes, 855-830-8648. Start hitting us up with your fantasy football questions if you're in the postseason. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and well beyond the borders. They've been doing it for a long, long time. They are the originators, not the impersonators. And if you call Dr. Tim or Carlos or anybody over there, just call the medical experts. They can help you out, whether it's with ED, low T, or if you're just looking to lose some weight and start to jumpstart a brand new you going into the new year. Check out our friends at New Mail Medical, 414-455-4451. This is a tough time of year. I know it. I'm back on the program. I'm proud to say in a week and a half, I've lost 7 pounds. And I want to get healthier. I want to feel better. I do this every year. I kind of purge myself of all the, kind of toxins, so to speak. Although today we had some delicious Euros brought in. But that being said, I do start to kind of watch it because things can get out of hand. So all you got to do is call our friends, the medical experts over at New Mail Medical, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. 5-1. Call them and tell them I sent you. All right, when we come back, going to get back into some Packers chatter, Devontae Adams siding with Odell Beckham Jr., all that kind of good stuff coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back! We are glad you're here. Thanks for taking a listen to us. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. Hey, a Quick Trip gift card right now makes a great gift. It's for anything. Anything inside the store. It's a quick meal, a fill-up. You can pick up a gift card, whatever it happens to be, at your Quick Trip store, your local ones. Get your Christmas shopping done right. Everybody's on the road, right? Everybody has to stop in for something. They have beer caves in there, alcohol caves. They have wine caves. People like coffee, right? Donuts. I mean, whatever it happens to be, Quick Trip has it. They're kind of your one-stop shop for anything you need on the go. So if you're going to say, I love you, it may be when you're on the go to somebody that's got a busy lifestyle. Give them a $50 gift card or a $20 gift card or whatever it happens to be to Quick Trip. Fill up their tank or fill up their tummies. Or just spread some holiday cheer. They've got all of that over there at Quick Trip. Stop in for you. Today, by the way, if you want to give somebody something nice, the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, only $2.19 a piece. How about that? That's from our friends over there at Quick Trip. So it just really, really cryptic and weird, okay? The Odell Beckham Jr. thing. Look, I think we can all agree that it has been a massive mistake for the Cleveland Browns to bring in all these high-end players with big names and really not much leadership in that locker room and stick all these guys together and say, all right, we're going to be a great team. Remember this years ago when they built what was called the Dream Team in Philadelphia under Andy Reid? And they had everybody, every name they could think of that they had recruited in the offseason and brought in as a free agent in that locker room, and it never worked. Why? Because you didn't have any leadership. Everybody wanted to be their own leader. Everybody knew better. Nobody listened to the head coach. And subsequently, Andy Reid was then fired, and look what he's done now over in Kansas City. So, Odell Beckham Jr. is a toxic figure. He's a very self-indulgent, self-oriented figure. The guy has terrific ball skills, but we have seen this year as well an inordinate amount of drops. I don't know whether it's just because, or if it's just he's not engaged or whatever it happens to be, but Odell Beckham Jr. has been really good and really bad, I guess is the way to pay it, or way to say it, okay, for the Cleveland Browns. As a matter of fact, when you start to look at the overall grades from Pro Football Focus, okay, when you start to look at the overall grades from Pro Football Focus, he's way down the list. Odell Beckham Jr. for overall yardage in the NFL is sitting at 23 right now. You look at a guy like Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, DJ Moore, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, even Julian Edelman, for God's sakes, they're all near that top 10. And you think of a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., like, oh, he's got to be there. No, he's really not. Really not. He has 6 drops on the season. He's got 2 touchdowns. And balls thrown his way have been picked off 4 times. Is that indicative of, say, a bad play out of Baker Mayfield? Or is that just him running lazy routes, which is what he's being accused of? Overall ranking by Pro Football Focus is a negative 4.7, okay? Now think about that for a minute, negative 4.7. You know where that puts him as far as total overall rankings in the NFL as a wide receiver? Tied for 84th. Tied for 84th right now. So, yeah, he's got some good numbers. He's only got 844 yards. He's averaging 14.3 yards per reception, okay? But when you're talking about, and by the way, yards after the catch, the majority of his yards, I shouldn't say majority, it's about 50-50, yards after the catch, okay? But when you're talking only 2 touchdowns and 6 drops and more interceptions off of balls thrown his way than touchdowns, you kind of question the receiver more so than you do just the quarterback, okay? Now, that can be from being completely unhappy in a circumstance. But the way I look at it, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, but the way I look at it is, what your business is you. Team first, you second. Okay? That's the way I look at it. And if you are quitting or going through the motions or not playing inspired football for yourself and for your teammates, even in a bad situation, that's on you. That means the only time you're going to participate and participate well and become an example is when things are good, when you're winning. And that's easy to do. You look at players like, say, Larry Fitzgerald. That guy is, he goes 110 every snap of every game, no matter the circumstance. Watch the guy play. Love that guy. And he has been timeless in doing so. You know, Donald Driver was that way. Even when things were bad, still 100%. OBJ is not that guy. So he tweets out, basically the insinuation that, there's greener pastures out there, so to speak. And it gets a really odd response from Devontae Adams. He takes a picture of himself, OBJ does, okay? And Davante Adams tweets out, now let's make that face mask green. Okay? He's got the Cleveland Browns helmet on in his picture, and it's a black face mask with the Cleveland Browns, you know, orange with the brown stripe, the dark brown stripe helmet, okay? And Davante Adams tweets out, now let's make that face mask green. And the question is, could a move to the Green Bay Packers be in the cards for OBJ? We've seen stranger things happen. But if you team him up with a strong quarterback and a strong locker room, you got to ask yourself, would the reaction be conformity and good teammate, one for all for one, hardworking, bringing his play to another level? Or would that then be, hey, I'm not listening to these guys. This is about me. No matter where I go, it's the OBJ show. And if he becomes a malcontent, how big of a distraction could that possibly be? Because it would go drastically one way or the other. It's a gamble. It's a 50-50 gamble on a guy who's got a track record of being to the negative side of 50. The 50 percentile, that is. So would you want to see a guy like OBJ picked up in the offseason if indeed a divorce could be had from the Cleveland Browns? Remember, you know, John Dorsey and all the staff in Cleveland are people that, you know, had an exodus in one way or the other from the Green Bay Packers, whether it was amicable or non-amicable. So, thoughts. And before anybody gets all crazy over Adams' comments, no, it's not tampering, okay? We've seen all this before. When players tweeted players, it's not tampering. It's only when ownership or agents or coaches or scouts or AGMs or whatever tweet at players or tweet about players that it becomes tampering. Players can tweet at each other all day long. That's not tampering. That's called, quote, recruiting.
Look what our good friend Jermichael Finley tweeted.
Yeah, Jermichael Finley has Odell Beckham Jr.'s head on a number 13 body all buffed out, a picture that's been clearly photoshopped, but it just goes under the hashtag, or not under the hashtag of GoPackGo, but Jermichael Finley says dangerous with that picture underneath it. Odell Beckham Jr. is a tremendous player. There's no doubt about that. None. No doubt about that at all. He's got mad ball skills, you know, like just like Antonio Brown. The problem is their antics have become bigger than their game. And how much is that really worth in the long run?
I'm just not sure that Odell Beckham Jr. is as much of a head case as Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's nuts.
I agree with that.
I don't think OBJ is on the same level. Because believe me, if he was just as nuts as Antonio Brown, never would I want him here in Green Bay.
No, I completely agree with that.
Like, we were going through yesterday, Kevin Holden and I, we were going through the fines and suspensions that OBJ has had over his career, and it's nothing that, I don't know, it's, you know, some unsportsmanlike conduct, penalties. He's been fined a few times for wearing cleats that don't match because it's got messages on them and stuff, but I don't think OBJ is that crazy, and he's a guy right now that has kind of bottomed in his career.
Right.
I mean, this guy, he's in the prime, and he hasn't been healthy in Cleveland, and he has been underperforming. You mentioned the drops. I mean, he has not been the same receiver we saw in New York, but that's why I think, let's say he did go to Green Bay, he knows he wants to turn his whole career around and get back on track and be the top five wide receiver that he always has been. Imagine Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's enough leadership in that locker room to where they can keep OBJ in check if he does try to get opinionated behind the scenes. I don't see too much risk in trying to go after Odell Beckham Jr. in the offseason. The problem is I don't know how the Packers will be able to do with the cap, because so many of these Packer players right now are going to get ridiculous raises in 2020. So right. I don't know how Brian Gutekunst would be able to manipulate that.
I don't either. I'm when guys come with mass baggage like that,
I just don't know if the baggage is that bad.
Well, no, OBJ. But we've seen a guy propose to a kicking net on the sideline. You know, we've seen him, he knocked himself out damn near by hitting a kicking net on the sideline and having it bounce back and hit himself in the face. And he's just had issues. So while the issues have, I guess, minimalized, at least in Cleveland, the being a malcontent, so to speak, has whether it's a large personality in that sense or a smaller one, it's never gone away. It's just different. So I don't know. I don't know if he would be a good fit. I know one thing, that if you don't have a solid number two going into next season, and I'm not going to rely upon a rookie to do that, then that might be your best option. 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in and do it. Okay, time now to start getting us, if you are in fantasy football postseason, right now, start getting us your questions, because Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com, he is going to be joining us. We're going to talk some fantasy football. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, as a matter of fact. Our friends at Van Horn Automotive want to remind you that they have got, well, that's where I went. If you know and listen to the program, you know me. That's where I went and got the new Ford F-150 from my friends at Van Horn Automotive Group. I love it. Really think you're going to appreciate all the things that make them different, okay? One, huge selection. 3,500 new and used vehicles in stock, right? Different brands, locations, all throughout Wisconsin. Two in Iowa, as a matter of fact. They've got a great program, which is the 90-day test drive, oil changes for life with any vehicle purchase. They've got a commercial fleet program and gives you all your business needs. Everything about Van Horn screams buy here, right? Plus, buy any way you want, buy direct. Come to the dealership, talk to the salespeople, or research online at vanhornauto.com. Save yourself time and money at the dealership or whatever it happens to be. I mean, they want to be able to work with you and make it comfortable and convenient for you. Those are the reasons I went there. Plus, they're employee-owned, which means everybody there is an owner, and that means everybody's got skin in the game. So there's no reason not to have your next vehicle come from Van Horn Automotive. So check them out. Do what I did. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. Family-born and employee-owned. It is time now, as you are probably in your postseason, as fantasy football continues on, our good buddy Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. You can find him at Dave Richard on Twitter, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's Bears week, Bill.
I know, buddy.
It's a huge deal. And it's a bigger game for the Bears than it is for the Packers. The Packers need to keep winning to keep pace. It'll be interesting to see how their defense holds up against Chicago. It's funny. The Packers' run defense hasn't been good, and David Montgomery hasn't been good. It's going to be a challenging matchup for both sides of that. Who's going to be better? The running back who hasn't played well, or the defense that's allowing every running back, including Adrian Peterson last week, to put up numbers on them?
I completely agree. It's exciting, and I don't think the Bears have a legitimate shot at getting to the postseason, but they feel that they do, and until they're mathematically eliminated, they're going to give you everything. So it should be a good one at Lambeau. Let's get to it. Matt's on the south side, got a flex position question. Matt, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I got a flex question. I got PPR league, Darren Waller or Devonta Freeman?
I'm going to go with Waller over Freeman. That's a pretty easy one in full PPR. Waller certainly gets a lot more targets and should have a chance of getting some good yards. Against the Jacksonville defense, it looks like they've packed it in. Freeman's going across the country to see a defense that's exactly the opposite of the 49ers. They've been playing really, really well. They did a great job of limiting Alvin Kamara last week. I don't think Freeman's got a great chance of putting up huge stats like Old Waller.
Got one here off of Twitter. Chris says, in need of a flex PPR, Kareem Hunt, Cortland Sutton, or A.J. Brown?
All interesting choices. I almost feel like Hunt is the safest of the three. We know that he's giving you double-digit PPR points in every single game that he's played, certainly more consistent than the receivers that you mentioned.
Got another one here. Adam listening to us on the Northwest side. Adam, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Great. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I've got a wide receiver and a flex question. I've got Cooper Kupp, Kareem Hunt, Kirk from Arizona, Robbie Anderson, and Laird from Miami. I need two.
And if you only need, you need two of those guys. I think a Kupp for me is a must. He still continues to be a huge part of the Rams still, offense. Okay. And I think Kareem Hunt is the other one. I think that he really has a a good safe floor in fantasy. He's got a great matchup against Arizona. Should continue catching a lot of passes.
There you go. Got another one in PPR. Breida or Hyde?
Wow, that's tough. It's really, really hard between those two. Neither one of those guys catches a ton of passes. And in the case of Breida, he doesn't play a lot. I think you shoot for upside here, Bill. And I think you go with Matt Breida. But go check your waiver wire. See what else is out there, both at running back and maybe a flex position. You should be able to do better than that in Week 15. It is the fantasy playoffs, after all.
Pallet Man on Twitter says, starting Rodgers or Garoppolo this week?
I'm going to go with Garoppolo against the Falcons. Not that their pass defense has been great to begin with, but they just lost Desmond Trufant. That's a huge loss for their secondary. The two outside corners that they're both going to start give up catches at a 70% clip. That is not very good. Garoppolo showed last week that he can throw the ball real well. His receivers played well. I think Jimmy G is the start.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to John listening to us in Oak Creek. John, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Doing great. Yeah, I have a flex question. Would you go with Randall Cobb or Brashad Perriman?
This is another one where I'm just going to lean toward the upside. We know Mike Evans isn't going to play. We might not see Mike Evans again this season. That seems pretty likely at this point. Brashad Perriman, a boom or bust type of receiver, but when you're lining him up versus Randall Cobb, to me it's a no-brainer. I think Perriman's got way more upside. I would take him.
Let's get back to it. Let's go to Eric listening to us in Wauwatosa. Eric, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I've been struggling all year with my running backs, and I backed into the playoffs. I need two out of these five. I've got James White, Singletary, David Johnson, Marlon Mack, and Miles Sanders.
I would go with the young guys, Sanders and Singletary, and that may not have worked out very well for you, but you said you backed into the playoffs. That's good. Now you can take advantage of the matchup. Well, at least the matchup that Sanders has against Washington, and then Singletary against Pittsburgh, that is going to be tough. But it's a PPR league. He'll catch a bunch of passes. He should be open.
Got one here off of Twitter. By the way, if you want to chime in, a line is available, 855-830-8648 for a short period of time here. This one's against a tough defense, Lamar Jackson or Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm going to go with Jackson tonight against the Jets. This Jets defense is just so depleted. They're missing multiple starters in the secondary. Their pass rush isn't very good. And I don't think they're going to be able to contain Lamar Jackson. They're going to try blitzing him and hitting him. That's just what Greg Williams does, but I think it's going to work against them. I think Lamar Jackson can run past and put up huge numbers.
This one is Julio Jones or Davante Adams?
You know, let's go with Davante Adams against the Bears, and it's not going to be an easy matchup for Adams or for Aaron Rodgers or the Packers in general because that Bears defense is getting healthy, but I think Adams has a little bit more upside than Julio Jones.
And Mark says PPR. He says Stephon Diggs or Tyler Lockett.
I have Diggs ahead of Lockett just because we haven't seen Lockett play well in three straight weeks. He's on the road at Carolina. It's an easy matchup for him, but it's an easier matchup for Chris Carson in the Seahawks run game. This is a run-first Seattle offense. Well, they don't want to throw a ton. I think you try and get away from Lockett. And Diggs, tough matchup for him on the road against the Chargers, but you've got to like his chances to come through compared to Lockett, who just hasn't lately.
Adam, listening to us out in Madison on the zone out there. Let's go to Madison. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks. Got three receivers for my flex spot. Tyler Boyd, Juju Smith-Schuster, who's supposed to come back off an injury, and I just picked up Darius Slayton.
Slayton's my favorite of the three. I love the way that he played last week, and now he's getting the Dolphins. That's the worst defense in the NFL. He's had a nice safe floor of 10 PPR fantasy points each of his past four games. He's the big play receiver in the Giants offense. And with Eli under center, he's going to continue targeting him. He should be able to come through with nice numbers against the Dolphins.
A few more to go here. Novell is listening to us in Maryland. Novell, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I need to, in the standard league, I need to start one, Pascal, Westbrook, or Gallup. I need one.
I think you're probably going to end up going with Gallup because it sounds like T.Y. Hilton's going to play on Monday against the Saints, and it's not going to be an easy matchup for the passing game for Indianapolis anyway. Gallup does have a difficult matchup against the Rams, but I do believe he can come through with close to double-digit fantasy points in the non-PPR.
A couple more here. Kevin listening to us in Eau Claire looking for a wide receiver. Kevin, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. What's going on?
I'm just hanging out with you. What's on your mind?
I got a standard league. I'm thinking about going Kenny Galladay over Julio Jones this week.
I don't blame you for it. I think just the way that Galladay has been putting up numbers and David Blau was smart enough to look downfield for me. He's taking on Tampa Bay versus Julio Jones, who's probably disappointed you quite a bit this year. On paper, statistically, it looks like it's a tougher matchup. The 49ers secondary is depleted right now, and I wonder if Julio can take advantage, especially without Calvin Ridley, though. There should be targets for him. It's real close between those two, though. So if you want to go with Galladay, I wouldn't fight you on it.
Let's go to Kevin listening to us out. Kevin dropped. Let's go to Andrew listening to us in La Crosse out there on WKTY. Andrew, how you doing today? What's going on?
I'm well, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You're the man.
I got Jameis Winston in a couple of leagues, backed up by Josh Allen in one and Tom Brady in the other. But with a broken thumb, what do I do?
Well, if he doesn't play, you can't start him. And if he does play, you do start him. It's pretty much cut and dried for you. We know that Jameis Winston gets huge fantasy numbers every time he steps on the field, 300 yards. Comes pretty easy for him. Should have a chance of getting a couple of touchdowns against the Lions in their bad secondary as well. It's just a matter of whether or not he plays. The Bucs should have a designation for him by tomorrow. I would anticipate him playing. I know it doesn't look great right now. He's not even throwing a football practice. He's gripping a tennis ball. But if he can play, the Bucs have no choice. They've got to go with him, and I think he'll put up good numbers if he's out there.
And last but not least, Sean listening to us in Racine on 105.7 FM and 1250 AM, The Fan, our flagship. Sean, how you doing?
Good. Quarterback question, Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson?
Love those guys a lot, but I think Deshaun Watson is the way to go. I just believe that the matchup against Tennessee is favorable for him. He's got a nice safe floor, should be able to get you at least 20 fantasy points. And he could get you as many as 40 because he just runs so much and throws so well. And the Titans secondary is banged up right now, so I think the Texans can take advantage.
Dave, always good to talk to you, my friend. As we creep towards championships again next week, we'll touch base. But thanks so much for the advice, and they can always find you at Dave Richard on Twitter, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You're the man. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Richard, our good guy from CBS Sports. CBSSports.com. That's CBSSports.com, our fantasy football expert. You can find him on Twitter at Dave Richard. He is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. You're working hard, so are they, and they're going to treat you fair. That's what they do. All you got to do is check them out, and all you got to do is call them. Simple as that. No big deal. Just give them a buzz. Give them a shout. Go to 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. And also, don't forget, when we head to Miami, we're going to be doing it in the Schneider Orange Super Studios again this year. Honk, honk. That's a semi going by. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Go talk some Bucks basketball because they are streaking, my friends. Coming up next.
Team station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Pella Doors and Windows. And I got to tell you, let me say this. First and foremost, Gina Della from Pella, absolutely fantastic, okay? I first got a chance to know her a while ago, and if you get a hold of her, you can do it. If you got leaky doors or leaky windows, you're looking for replacement windows, okay? It's that time of year when you really start to notice it. Go to PellaWI.com. You get a no-obligation consultation. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't commit you to anything, okay? Your home can be so much more energy efficient. Mine was not, but now it is. I was downstairs in the great room yesterday where we had the doors replaced. And the difference is remarkable. The temperature is steady. Holds right at 71 degrees. Doesn't go up, doesn't go down. Nothing. We had big sliding patio doors. They were terribly inefficient. Not secure, by the way. You had that stick in the track, but not anymore. They've got the toe tap where the pin goes down in the ground. It's not going anywhere. You can't open the door unless you just drive a car through it. That's the only way you're getting into our house. And plus the energy efficiency, it's amazing. And Pella installs year-round. They seal off your room, then they take the windows out one at a time and replace them, and then they open the room back up. So you're not losing heat. You're not going to have your house cold all day or anything like that. It's just that's the way they do their business. They have 9 different styles of windows to choose from. You can fit your taste. Wood, fiberglass, vinyl, whatever it may be. And the best part, they're affordable for everybody. Because Pella Windows and Doors, they've got financing for every budget. So if you replace your drafty, inefficient windows right now, you can get 0% APR for 48 months. So whether it's new or beautiful or safe and secure patio doors, just like I got, or windows that you want to replace. By the way, they have innovation like that disappearing screen that goes inside. So when you lift your, you know, you lift your window up, you can just automatically pull the screen down. Otherwise, you don't see it. And you can get the best limited lifetime warranty out there. Just do what I did. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. And make sure you tell them we sent you. So the Bucks continue on. They continue on. They just roll. And they did it without Giannis. And look, Giannis has got the contusion right now and the tendonitis and the soreness, and he's got whatever. But we all know that if it was a playoff game, he'd be out there. However, I'll say this. They got it done. This team right now is playing as much like a team as I think I've ever seen. And I'm watching – we have – short of maybe Magic during the Showtime Laker period, I haven't seen a team pass the basketball this much in a long time. And it's almost like this team's been playing together for 5 years and they know where everybody's going to be on the court. If I had to say there's anything, you go every day to the ESPN and you watch it and it's top 10. And, oh, he's got a dunk. Oh, look at that. An alley-oop. Oh, look at that. And then he hits a big three for a buzzer beater. Oh, look at all you got to do. I wish they would show the highlights of the Bucks passing the basketball. Because some of the passes that lead to shots have been unbelievable. Whether it's just look-away passes or passes that are one-handed, behind the back, through the legs, whatever it happens to be, or just passes where guys dribble drive, know they're going to draw the coverage, and then end up kicking it back out to give somebody an open look. It's just been fun to watch. And they did it without Giannis. And the Bucks just keep on rolling on. And the Bucks just right now, 22-3, and they are 12-1 at the Fiserv Forum. And without Giannis last night, our guy Bledsoe stepped it up again. He's having a better season this year. Now, we're going to wait till the postseason, but 29-3-6 last night is what he dropped on you. 127-112, they get a win over the Pelicans. And Pelicans are not a good team, 6-19 overall, 2-10 away from their home court. Zion Williamson, he's out for the season with the meniscus. And I've said, look, as much as hype as there was coming into the season, I didn't think Zion was going to be that great anyway, and you're going to find that out. But the Bucks just rolled last night, and they continue to roll. It's fun to watch. It really is. If you're not paying attention to Bucks basketball, man, you're closing your eyes and your heart off to a whole other sport that's worthwhile right now. Stay tuned. Going to talk some more Packers football coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.